I mean, boy, the Lord, He puts the church in your way. He puts the Bible in your way. He puts the Holy Spirit in your way. He puts pastors and other believers in your way saying, stop. All you have to do is believe in Him. He loves you. He died for you. He died for you.
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. It's great to have you tuning in for our midweek broadcast of Love Never Fails. Today, Pastor Bill concludes the message, The Assurance of Eternal Life, from the Epistle of 1 John. So now, let's listen in.
He who does not believe, it literally is he who does not want to believe, okay? It's he who says, I won't, I'm not going to believe. And God says, wait a minute, I sent my Son as Savior of the world to die for the sins of the world, amen? Is that the testimony of God? Absolutely. And if you say, I don't believe or I don't need anything or anyone to be saved, then you know what he's saying? You don't really at all believe the testimony of the God who cannot lie. And you know what you're calling God? You're saying that God is a liar. That's a pretty tough position to be in, isn't it? John Stott says this, unbelief is not a misfortune to be pitied. It is a sin to be deplored. Its sinfulness lies in the fact that it contradicts the word of the one true God and thus attributes falsehood to him. Now, the seventh witness. Oh, this is good. God's gift. Look at this in verse 11. And this is the testimony, or this is the witness. This is the evidence. Okay, what? That God has what? Say that again. God has given us what? Eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Loved one, listen to me. Eternal life is a gift, amen? You can't earn it. You can't be good enough. You can't get enough stars on your report card. Do you understand? It doesn't work that way. Listen, has given means this, that eternal life, if you are a believer in Christ Jesus, eternal life has been given to you. It is your present possession. And this gift is only available and only found in one person, and His name is Jesus Christ. Amen? Jesus said in John 10:10, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That's why Jesus came. Remember, let me give you a few scriptures now about this. This is so important. Remember in John chapter 10, what a great chapter that is, in verse 27, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them. I have a relationship with them. And they follow me. Now, sheep are supposed to follow the shepherd. Amen? That means that we're supposed to deny ourselves and take up our cross daily and follow our Lord, loved one. So my sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. Here it comes. I give. It doesn't say I will give. It doesn't say I will work hard. Doesn't say I will try to earn or be good. It says, Jesus said, I give them eternal life. I give them. I mean, do we deserve that? No. He says, I give them eternal life. And listen to what he says, because it's getting ready to be a double negative in the Greek, meaning when he says, I give them eternal life, and they shall never, no, never, no, never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Now listen, if anyone can snatch you out of Jesus' hand, if you are born from above, then your salvation is not secure. Are you following me? Jesus would never, 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 no, never say this, that no one will ever snatch you out of my hand unless it were true. And I don't know how that makes you feel, but that gives me tremendous assurance. See, I don't trust Bill. I trust him. Amen? And I say, oh, God, thank you. Let me give you that scripture in the Amplified Version, which is so wonderful. The same scripture. Let me read it to you. Jesus said, I give them eternal life. They shall never lose it. What are you going to do with that? They shall never lose it. or will it perish throughout the ages? To all eternity, they shall never by any means be destroyed, and no one will be able to snatch them out of my hand. What kind of witness is that from the very lips of Jesus Christ our Lord? Amen? I say, oh, Lord, thank you. I don't have to doubt anymore about anything. I just have to trust what the Word of God teaches. Amen? Yes. Oh, listen, those words could not be stronger. Whom God saves, God completely saves. Amen? Amen. So the person who truly believes in Jesus for salvation, Jesus just said, I'll never be lost. Now, you say, Bill, is that eternal security? You call it whatever you want. I just know I'll never be lost. You can put any theological term you want to. I'm telling you, Jesus said, if I believe in him and I'm his sheep, I will never be lost. Do you understand? No one will ever snatch me out of his hand. Listen, the gift of eternal life, if eternal life is conditional, then it can't be eternal. It's not even a gift, but to have it is to have it for all eternity. And you have it, if you're born again, you have it right now. And again, did Jesus say no? He said, no, they shall never, no, never perish. That is a promise from Jesus Christ our Lord, who died for you and died for me. Listen, can that promise of Jesus's be broken? It says they shall never, doesn't say they'll never sin, does it? No. Thank God we have an advocate when we fail, amen? Okay, it doesn't say that we'll never, never backslide. It doesn't say we'll never get upset or mad or what. No, no, it doesn't say any of those things. He said, if you believe in me, you will never perish. Now listen, I know a lot about sheep because I'm one of them. And I told a person the other day, he said, Bill, how's your allergies? And he said, where do you think your allergies come from? I said, I'm allergic to sheep. That's why I get up here, my nose starts running. Listen, sheep can get into the pig pen. Amen? Come on. We know a lot of sheep that have gotten into the pig pen, but we know that a true sheep can't stay in the pig pen because they are sheep. Listen, sheep, I don't know if you know this or not, sheep are always sheep. They're not pigs. They're sheep. Now, but if a person says, he says, I'm a sheep, Jesus is my good shepherd, but they love the pig pen, they ain't sheep. Do you understand? No, they're not sheep at all. Now listen, and not only that, they don't have real life. They don't have it at all because, see, eternal life, that gift is not for everyone. Oh, it is, but what I mean is that gift is only to those who believe Christ. Amen? It's available for everyone, but it's only for those who are already in Christ. Look at verse 12. Now, he who has a son has what? Life, his life, a present possession. He who does not have the Son does not have life. The word has in the New Testament, it means this. It means to obtain, it means to retain, and it's not only possession, it is conscious possession. Amen? That you have that new life living in you. So he who has his life, real life, the Son, John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Verse 4, and in him was life. Verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, present himself among us. Jesus is life. Amen? Oh, loved one, Jesus said this in John 11:25. He said to Mary and Martha, I am, that's the eternal present tense, by the way. I am God. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. And here it comes. He who believes, there is that word again. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. See, the resurrection, you can say it's a doctrine, and it is. But Jesus Christ, the resurrection, life is a person. Amen? And he says, and whoever lives and believes in me, there's that word again, shall never die. That's another double negative in the Greek. It would read like never, no, never die. Never taste everlasting death. Never be separated from God. And what did Jesus say to Mary and Martha? He said, do you believe this? And that's the question we need to ask. Do you believe this? Listen, can anyone besides our Lord say that? No, no one in the universe can make that claim except Jesus. Listen, Jesus, I'm going to give you a life, my life, and it'll never be affected by death or corruption or decay or any of those things. It'll be forever and ever and ever because it's my life, that gift I'm giving unto you. So eternal life is a gift because eternal life is a person, our Lord Jesus Christ. He said in John 14:6, he said, I am the way. If you want to find your way anywhere in this life, he's the way to do it. If you want to find your way any place in the universe, that's the one to follow. Amen. If you want to make heaven, that's the one you follow. Amen. I am the way. I am the truth. I'm without error. There's no lies in me. I am the truth and I am the life. I'm real life. I am eternal life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. One of the greatest scriptures in the Bible that proves our assurance, loved one, John 5:24. I love it. Jesus starts out and he says, most assuredly. Remember, that is amen and amen. In other words, what Jesus is getting ready to say, a double assurance, if you will, he says, what I'm about to say is not only true, it's unchangeable, it's immutable, okay? He says, most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life. A life that never ends, everlasting life, which is the life of God himself. He says, and he shall not come into judgment. Now, that scripture is so important. Did you hear what Jesus said? Shall not come into judgment. Why? Because our judgment, when did it happen? 2,000 years ago. Jesus was punished and took our sin, everything for us. Amen? Romans 8:1, therefore there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus our Lord. We're going to be at the Bema seat, but we're not going to be at the great white throne judgment, loved one. Why? Well, remember what we studied in 1 John 4:17? As he is right now, not as he was, as he is, so are we right now. Amen? In this world. Listen. We're not going to come into judgment because Jesus took our judgment. Oh, loved one, that's so, so important. And so if you have the Son, you have eternal life. That's God's word. That's God's testimony. God wants you to have assurance that you're saved. You know, if you're always worried about whether you're saved, it's going to mess your walk up. Did you know that? Now, but there's another problem. Look at what it says, verse 12. Okay, if you have the Son, you have life, eternal life right there. But he who does not have the Son does not have, and it should read, does not have the life, meaning specific life, meaning Christ. So if those listening live, or anybody here, that if you don't know Jesus, listen carefully. If you don't have Jesus, what do you have? Number one, you don't have not life. Did you know people, there's a lot of people that just believe being a church member gives you a way to heaven. No, 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 loved one. You can be a member of any church. There's some churches say if you don't belong to their church, you're going to hell, you know? Isn't that silly? Yeah. I mean, you have a church that's 100 years old. You don't belong to me, you're going to hell. Give me a break. No, no. Church membership, can it save you? No, it's wonderful to be a part of a church, but can that church give you life? No, can't give you eternal life. Why? Because it's only found in one person, Jesus Christ. Now, what does that person have if they don't have Jesus? They have a tragic life now and a tragic life for all eternity. I mean, can you imagine living your entire life as a living death and you don't even know it's a living death? And you know why? Because those who are outside of Christ, as we all know, they are dead, spiritually dead, in trespasses and sins. They're dead to God, but they're alive to sin. They're alive to the things of this world. They're separated from God because they're still in Adam, and they're living for a world that is passing away. And John, again, in this contrast here where he says, and does not have the Son of God, literally meaning he doesn't want to have the Son of God. Why? What did Jesus tell the Jews, the religious people of the day, in John 5:40? He says, he looked at them and said, you're not willing. You know all the scriptures. You go to the synagogue. You go to temple. You act like you're keeping the law, all those things. But you're not willing to come to me that you might have life, meaning the life that I'm going to give. It's amazing, isn't it? Now listen, is God willing that people have life? Is Jesus willing? Is the Holy Spirit willing? Then why don't people come to the Lord like in droves? I mean, there's only everlasting death and everlasting life. There's only three types of life available to man, okay? Three. The first one is physical life. That's the life that you have right now. And then only three types of death, in Scripture. Physical death. And then there is spiritual death. That means we're dead in trespasses and sins. Then there is the last witness, and that is eternal death, the final witness. The Bible teaches us in Romans 6:23, it says, the wages of sin is, now that is eternal death. That's eternal separation from God forever and ever and ever. For the wages of sin, see, sin pays. And it says, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Now, let me ask you a question as we're listening. Let's keep our focus. You're going to hold the bread in your hand. That won't be hard to hear and do that, right? Have you ever asked yourself what really sends a person to hell? You ever really asked yourself that? Is it because I'm just not a good person? Can being good get you into heaven? I mean, or can you do good deeds and get to heaven? No, you can't earn heaven. Amen? So, I mean, what is it? I mean, what sends a person to hell? I mean, is it because that person, he steals or he lies or adultery or murder? Let me ask you a question. How do you get into heaven? Believing. Okay, so what sends a person to hell? Only one thing. What is it? Unbelief. Say it. Unbelief. That's it. You mean, no, that's it. Only unbelief. Nothing else. That is why they go there. And here's the question. I mean, boy, the Lord, he puts the church in your way. He puts the Bible in your way. He puts the Holy Spirit in your way. He puts pastors and other believers in your way saying, stop. All you have to do, believe in him. He loves you. He died for you. He died for you. Why would anyone die? The wages of sin is death. Why would anyone pay the penalty of their sins when Jesus has already paid the penalty of their sins? Amen? Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, who would ever believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Why would anyone do that? If you don't know Christ, you know what you can do right now, right this minute. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. Oh God, forgive me. I want to be saved. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He'll save you right there. He'll save you. That's simple. It's that simple. Did you know that? That's why John says, and I finish up here in verse 13, it says, these things, meaning the testimonies, the witnesses we just covered, I've written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God. Why? Here it is. That you may, and that's not gnosko, this is deeper than gnosko, okay? Deeper than experiential knowledge. It says that you may know, meaning absolutely, absolutely, total assurance, that you may know that you have, past fact, forever, our reality, that you may have what? Eternal life. And that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. Listen, John doesn't want any Christian to have, I hope so, I hope I have it. No, he wants you to know so. Did you know that John, from verse 5 to verse 13, has used Jesus, the Son of God, eight times. Why? He's saying, this is the object of our faith. This is who we believe in, loved one. Listen, faith is how a person is saved, isn't it? Through grace. Amen? Okay, so that means something. It means that faith is the key to receiving. Faith is the key to possessing. Faith is the key to knowing. And faith is the key to having eternal life. We have the wonderful assurance. What did Paul the Apostle say? Galatians 2:20. He said, I have been crucified. I used the scripture last Sunday. I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live. I'm dead, man. He says, but the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. Colossians 3:3, it says that our life, your life right this minute, because you are born again, because Jesus is your Lord, because you believe that, our life right now is hidden with Christ, with God. Our life right now, you are hidden. God says, no one will touch you. No one will snatch you out of my hand. Why? Because you're hidden with Jesus in God the Father. Why? Because you have believed in the only name. His name is Jesus Christ. Because you have believed in the Son of God. Therefore, because you have done so, your sins are forgiven. And Jesus said this, take, eat. This is my body that was broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. All of your sin has been transferred. Do you understand? Past, present, and future. Now, that doesn't give you liberty to sin. No one wants to go sin and live a life of sin. Amen? But if we sin, we can go to the Lord. Thank God for that. And confess it, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. But all of our sin debt 2,000 years ago was laid upon Christ. And he bore mankind's sin. The mass of it, as that Greek scholar said. And then it says, like in 1 John again 3:5, I quoted it earlier. We know that he was manifested, made visible. He came to this earth. That Jesus was manifested to take away our sin. To take it away. Do we really believe that? Then why do you lay awake at night and say, oh, what I did 10 years ago? Huh? It's not yours. If he has taken it away, it's no longer your sin. Your sin has been paid for. My sin has been paid for. Listen, I'm a failure, man, but Jesus is not. I have failed all my life, but Jesus has never failed me. We are in Christ, and he has taken away our sin, and in him there is no sin. So now our sins that he has taken away by his blood, the blood of Jesus Christ, they are now as far as the east is from the west. And we are his children. We have not been redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold from this aimless conduct, this life that we've had. But we've been redeemed. We've been purchased eternally. Hebrews says we've obtained eternal redemption. And Hebrews also says we have an eternal inheritance. Amen? And he's paid all of it, all of our sin. Loved one, listen to me. I know it's time to go, but just listen for a moment. We have no continuing city here. We're looking for a city whose foundations God has built. We're looking for a place that Jesus has prepared. We're entering a place where there's no sun or moon, where the Lamb is its light. There's no temple there. Nor is there any darkness, nor is there any death, nor is there any tears, nor is there any pain for all eternity. And we will dwell with the Lord forever and ever and ever. We're living in a world right now, loved one. We're living in a world that is more confused this day than it has ever been in the history of mankind. The world is so dark and so confused, so lost, and they are groping through the darkness right this minute. The governments of the world are groping in the darkness right this minute. The only people who know the truth is the Church of the Living God. Amen. Jesus said, "You shall know the truth. The truth will set you free, and whom the Son sets free shall be free indeed." And God cannot lie. Amen. God is good. Amen.
Pastor Bill will be back tomorrow with the final message from his First John series, and we hope you'll tune in once again. We appreciate you joining the study today, and we pray that you have an awesome day. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.